So we've heard a lot about omega-3 fats and the benefits they provide to your heart, but there's a new study that shows that in a particular category, they're not that helpful, or at least they don't make a huge difference.
That's right. This was presented just yesterday at the European Society of Cardiology meeting in Stockholm and published in the New England Journal of Medicine. And they looked at, as you mentioned, a specific subgroup of people. These were men between 60 and 80 years of age who had had a heart attack. So these are people who had already extensive heart disease, were already being treated for their heart disease, and then had their heart attack and subsequent care thereafter. And what they did is they took these 4,000, about 4,800 men and who had survived their heart attacks in the Netherlands, again, between 60 and 80 years of age, and they were assigned to eat one of four kinds of margarine. The margarine contained either no fish oil or omega fatty acids, and then was graduated up the various levels of that particular compound. And then they were followed for 3.5 years, and looking at the outcome, did they have future heart attacks? Did it reduce their risk of heart attacks, those that had the greater omega-3? And they found that out of those four groups, after 3.5 years, 671 of those patients, or 14% of them, had a heart problem or died, but there was no difference between any of the groups in terms of the risk of death, no matter what kind of margarine that they ate. And so all this says is that it's a matter of too little, too late. These were men who already had heart disease, who already had problems, and that the omega fatty acids, which have been shown in other studies to have a benefit with regards to increasing HDL levels, so the good cholesterol level, reducing triglycerides, which is another type of fat, did have and did promote various heart health effects in terms of the degree of damage already done for those men in this particular study who already had heart damage, already had damage to their coronary arteries. It really didn't do too much to help reverse that process.
That doesn't mean, though, that there aren't benefits to taking omega-3 fats.
That's correct. Again, we're dealing with a specific group of people. These are people who already had extensive heart disease,
right,
extensive coronary artery disease. And so for people who, starting off young, who are healthy, who incorporate omega fatty acids, eating fish twice a week or fish oil capsules, but preferably fish twice a week, they're doing that as part of a total diet. Again, when we focus on one nutrient, the problem then becomes the promotion of that nutrient above and beyond all other considerations.
Right.
And that's not how health works. It's a combination of everything in the diet. So someone who is consuming or eating fish twice a week, they're also hopefully consuming lots of fresh fruits and vegetables and whole grains and not much junk food, not too much alcohol, not smoking, they're exercising, and on it goes, as we've talked about before.
Yeah, it's not a magic bullet.
That's right. So it's not a magic bullet. It was simply a means of adding this on to all the medications that they were taking as well, and that's the other factor with these particular people, is that they were already on medications to treat their heart disease. So we don't know, you know, because of all these medications that they were on, the omega fatty acids really didn't do too much extra on top of that. And that's the only conclusion that you can make from this. You can't really make a conclusion that omega fatty acids or fish oil in this case doesn't help anybody or prevent disease. It's a matter of if you already have the disease, it's probably too late to really enjoy any benefit from it.
All right, Barry, thank you.
You're very welcome, Mark.